When it comes to weight management, we tend to focus on what we eat, but Noom's approach puts the focus on why we eat. That's a game changer. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's N-O-O-M.com to sign up today.
What is happening? Welcome to the Plus Pitch Podcast, your morning pitching podcast from pitchholes.com. My name is Nick Palk. Today is Saturday, September 30th, and yes, we are going to talk about baseball. I'm just going to do today's and tomorrow's streamers. That's all that you need to help today. I'm just going to make this very quick for you. So Spencer Strider, Luis Castillo, Justin Verlander, Merrill Kelly, and Michael Wacha are all in that top tier. Pretty obvious stuff there. You can have a really fun one with Verlander versus Kelly. You have a probable start tier of Christopher Sanchez against the Mets. I don't know how long he's going to go, though. Just keep that in mind. The Phillies really don't have to play for anything here, so they may pull him a little bit early. And Connor Phillips against the Cardinals, I think they're going to let him go. Connor Phillips is my stream pick of the day, as I do think there's a lot of strikeout upside with that hard fastball and, of course, a really good slider against a Cardinals team that is not really doing much on offense. Questionable start tier, you have Clark Schmidt, because I imagine the Yankees are going to be careful with Clark Schmidt's pitch count. We saw under 80. Pitches last time, so I demoted him yesterday to this spot. We also have Clayton Kershaw. I don't know how many innings he's going to go against the Giants. It's wild out there, guys. Cutter Crawford against the Orioles. That could be good. We just saw Pivetta kill it, so hopefully Cutter Crawford can do the same. And Jordan Wicks against the Brewers. It is a tough matchup. I will say, in Milwaukee, maybe I should not be overlooking the fact that the Brewers are an elite offense and hitter performance that is based on the pitches that they have seen at home for the past 30 days. So maybe this isn't something that you do want to go for Jordan Wicks, who's pretty much a Toby at this moment. You have an upside play in Joe Boyle against the Angels. It's not a good offense, but the thing is, Joe Boyle, even though he has a hard fastball, does get a lot of whiffs, and the slider, I don't know how much I believe he can consistently throw in the zone, and he's really a thrower and not a pitcher, which does make him susceptible to a lot of mistakes that do get punished. Hyunjin Ryu against the Rays could be okay, but it does look like the Jays are being very cautious with going deep into games with stuff. I mean, they also limited, I think, Kikuchi a little bit. So just keep that in mind with Ryu, but he's just a Toby, and it's like, I don't really want to go for it. I don't want to go for really any of these guys. It is the questionable start tier, after all. Cutter Crawford might be the more interesting one, or the most interesting one, I think, of the group. But then you also have Kyle Gibson as a cherry bomb. Jose Quintana against the Phils, it could go well, because maybe the Phils are resting a little bit. But I think the ratios that we saw last time are kind of what they should be against the Phillies. But they get 10 strikeouts. Maybe that's repeated for Jose Quintana against the Phillies. Alec Marsh is the opener against the Yankees. Has an opener against the Yankees. We've seen his sweeper do well before, and the Yankees are susceptible to right-handed breaking balls. Maybe that does get you enough strikeouts. Tywin Walker, this is a doubleheader, remember, today for the Yankees and for the Mets and the Phillies. As against the Mets, I don't know if they're going to push him, and the stuff is all mediocre to me. Tristan McKenzie against the Tigers. I'm excited that he gets the other start, but at the same time, he went 1.2 innings with six walks last time, so who knows what we're going to get there. And Mike Clevenger against the Padres, who knows what that will be. He had six innings of decent ratios, but zero strikeouts last time against the Guardians, and this is the Padres, and oh boy. Do not start here. You have Tyler McGill against the Phillies. Drew Rom against the Reds. That's kind of interesting because it is a good fastball, and he could sneak in some strikeouts that we've seen the Reds be very susceptible, especially on the road, with their essentially away from Great American Ballpark is what I should say. Drew Rom could take advantage of the Reds. You have Brian Hoeing with an opener today against the Pirates. I don't like this at all. I just got trounced last time, and maybe you get like 3-4 innings, but that's a big ask. You have Eric Lauer returning against the Cubs, and that just does not seem like something where they'll push him like six innings or something. Chris Paddock is going to have an opener. It's a bullpen game for the Twins, but we might see like three innings of Paddock against the Rockies. I'm very interested to see what we get, because Paddock could be a very interesting starter next year. Maybe he's a reliever. I don't know. But I think that they would want him in the rotation next season. Andre Jackson against the Marlins. Maybe he goes 5-6 innings. I just don't think there's enough there. It's a change of fastball guy. It's just not enough. Carl Kauffman against the Twins. He's starting for the Rockies. At least he gets a start. Same with Yoan Adon against Atlanta. And Tristan Beck against the Dodgers, but that's not really going to be five innings. If it is, that's not going to be production, right? And Andrew Heaney, the Angels, the Tigers, and the Rays, it's all bullpen games, from my understanding. Maybe it's Jose Suarez for the Angels. Maybe it's some random call-up for Detroit. I mean, all of this is just, okay, you don't touch it. Heaney threw one inning, I think, 2 days ago, and that's not going to work out, so don't go for that one. I'm looking forward to tomorrow's games again. This is going to be chaos. I'm hoping that all these guys are what they are, but I'm sure I'm going to be changing this stuff tomorrow morning. So pay attention, class. All games are going to be at 3 o'clock tomorrow. I'll be streaming them on playback.tv/pitcherlist. And Blake Snell, Kevin Gausman, Kyle Bradish, Hunter Green, and Michael King all lead off in the auto start tier. You have the probable start tier of, actually, we might not see Kyle Bradish in that one. I don't know. I don't know what we're going to get, guys. Don't know. Okay, probable start tier. We have Eduardo Rodriguez, George Kirby, Lucas Giolito, Bailey Ober, Bryce Elder, and J.P. Sears. J.P. Sears is the stream pick of the day. Against the Angels, it might not be Bryce Elder. It looks like they might want to rest him instead for that one for Atlanta. So it might be one of the youngins of like Jared Schuster. It could be Darius Vines. Not Darius Vines, I take that back. Dylan Dodd, it could be. I'm not quite sure what Atlanta will do there. So again, what's interesting about it is if you're able to pay attention right before the game starts or the day starts, you might be able to find a guy that can go six innings if you need one, because it is really tough to find that with a lot of the studs that you have, because you have teams that are limiting guys often. And I just went over those numbers. There's names. Well, George Kirby, if the Mariners are out, if they lose today and the Astros win, then George Kirby likely doesn't go tomorrow because they won't want to push him an extra game, right? It's a big game today to determine that one. Bailey Ober might be limited by the Twins, but then again, he's on the rotation for the playoffs, but he might be limited. Eduardo Rodriguez, I think, will go fully, right? Okay. Gausman should not be making that start on Sunday. I'm surprised that they still have him listed. That should not be that. I wouldn't expect that whatsoever. Why would they do that with the playoffs coming up? I don't know. Blake Snell, I do expect to have his. Hunter Green, the Reds are still in it. So, yeah. I mean, also, regardless, they would still do that. Michael King would. Okay, cool. Question will start to you. Looks like it is Bobby Miller tomorrow. I don't think they're going to push him a ton, though. Braxton Garrett is going for the Marlins against Pittsburgh. That seems like that should be it. So, that's okay with me. Justin Steele. Imagine if the Cubs are out. That is, if the Marlins win today. The Cubs will be out. They will not go with Justin Steele because he is hurt, in my view. Not hurt. He's fatigued. And they definitely want to say, like, all right, let's save some bullets here and give you some rest. But if he is going, good luck. Taj Bradley against the Jays. That makes sense, but they probably won't push him too long. Jose Buto, I've moved up in my rankings because I think the Phillies are going to take it easy tomorrow. And Jose Buto is going to be able to start properly. He's someone I would be circling. If I can't get J.P. Sears, I'm probably going to go after Jose Buto. Kenny Rosenberg against the Athletics has a decent changeup, and that could work. Christian Javier against the Diamondbacks just had had a better start than I expected from a skill standpoint versus the actual results. So pretty excited for this one against the Diamondbacks. We'll see. There's a better chance for his success than I thought there would be here. That's all I'm trying to say. Tanner Houck against the Orioles, if he has his good slider, maybe, but I don't really want to do that. Adrian Hauser could just chuck enough fastballs and okay against the Cubs. I think they'll let him go because he's not in that playoff rotation. Kyle Harrison should get his good opportunity at least, but is it going to be successful? It is the Dodgers. Mike Lorenzen against the Mets also. They're going to really push him at all? I don't think so. So he's at the bottom of questionable start. And last but not least, and that do not start tier for tomorrow, Zach Greinke against the Yankees. This is likely his last game in his career. And I'm really excited to see how much they push him here. Hopefully, they'll let him hit too. Miles Michaelis against the Reds. I know he just went 7 innings of defense production, but I don't really expect anything to be good here. Ryan Nelson against the Astros. No, I mean, unless the Astros are benching everyone, which they wouldn't. I don't really see a scenario where they would. And Chase Anderson against the Twins, at least he has an opportunity. Cody Bradford should be starting for the Rangers, and that's not going to go well. Osvaldo Beto actually just pitched some relief today, so maybe he actually does it again tomorrow. Friday a little bit. It's just all chaos there. Whoever it is for the Pirates, I don't want to do. Jose Urania and Jackson Rutledge around it out, and I don't want to touch those either. All right, that is it for today. Good luck, everybody, and I'll be back, of course, tomorrow for another podcast, but that is it. So my name is Nick Pollock, and may your BABIPs be low and your strikeouts high.